Good Monday morning. It's a cooler start to this week. 4 After 9 with Jim O'Hara and news on WVIK Quad Cities NPR. Banned books were given out for free in Des Moines yesterday. It was part of a tour sponsored by a major publisher to raise awareness of laws that remove books from schools. IPR's Grant Gerlach was there.
At Beaverdale Books in Des Moines, people lined up at the bandwagon. It's a sort of bookmobile to share titles that have been pulled from schools in the U.S.
Can I get All Are Welcome, please?
All Are Welcome.
Yes.
It's sponsored by Penguin Random House. The publisher is part of a legal challenge against an Iowa law that bars books with sexual content from school libraries. Mary Okapu was there with her 18-month-old son. Okapu thinks limiting the books available to children can limit their growth.
No matter what I believe, he should be able to decide what he believes. And I think books are like such a big avenue to learning more about the world.
The bandwagon will go on to more bookstores and libraries in the Midwest and South, in places where large numbers of books have been pulled from shelves. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today mostly cloudy with a high near 70. Overnight mostly cloudy, low of 56. There's a 50% chance of showers overnight. On Tuesday, partly sunny, high near 71, and a slight chance of morning showers. On Think, George Washington may have set the standard for American presidents, but those precedents wouldn't have mattered if John Adams hadn't followed through on them. Learn more about John Adams today at noon on Think here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.